Elephant with Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Allah, Wonder Chapter 18. And today's Wonder Chapter is Ezra Chapter 10. And as you listen to for the word of prayer, Almighty Loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us when we have gone wrong. We have offended you in our thoughts and our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. May send in your Holy Spirit to come on. Be with us, Father. May you forgive us and make you a blessing our day. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name. That of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. The people's confession of sin. While Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. Then Shekaniah, son of Jehiel, one of the descendants of Elam, said to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women from the peoples around us. But in spite of this, there is still hope for Israel. Now, let us make a covenant before our God to send away all these women and their children, in accordance with the counsel of my Lord and those who fear the commands of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Rise up this matter and this in your hands. We will support you, so take courage and do it." So Ezra rose up and put the leading priest and the Levites and all Israel under oath to do what had been suggested. Then they took oath. Then Ezra withdrew from them before the house of God and went to the room of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib. While he was there, he ate no food and drank no water, because he continued to mourn over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. As a proclamation was then issued through Judah and Jerusalem and all exiles to assemble in Jerusalem, anyone who failed to appear within 3 days would forfeit all his property in accordance with the decision of the officials and the elders, and would himself be expelled from the assembly of the exiles. Within the 3 days, all the men of Judah and Benjamin had gathered in Jerusalem. And on the 12th day of the 9th month, all the people were sitting in the square before the house of God, greatly distressed by the occasion and because of the rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have been unfaithful. You have married foreign women, adding to Israel's guilt. Now honor the Lord, the God of your ancestors, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the people around you and from your foreign wives." The whole assembly responded with a loud voice, "You are right. We must do as you say. But there are many people here, and it's a rainy season, so we cannot stand outside. Besides, this matter cannot be taken care of in a day or two, because we have sinned greatly in this thing. Let our officials act for the whole assembly. Let everyone in our towns who has married a foreign woman come at a set time, along with the elders and judges of each town, until the fierce anger of our God in this matter is turned away from us. Only Jonathan, son of Asriel, and Jezeria, son of Tikva, supported by Meshulam and Shebathiah the Levite, opposed this." So the exiles did as was opposed. Ezra the priest selected men who were family heads, one from each family division, and all of them designated by name. On the first day of the 10th month, they sat down to investigate their cases. And by the first day of the first month, they pre-finished dealing with all men who had married foreign women. Among the descendants of the priest, the following had married foreign women: from the descendants of Joshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Messiah, Eliezer, Jerub, and Jedeliah, they all gave their hands in pledge to put away their wives, and for their guilt, they each presented a ram from the flock as guilt offering. From the descendants of Imba, Hanani, Zebadiah; from the descendants of Harim, Masiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah; from the descendants of Pushu, Elonia, Manasseh, Ishmael, Nethel, Jozabad, and Elisha. Among the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Keliah, that is Kelita, Pethathiah, Judah, and Eliezer. from the musicians Eliashib, from the gatekeepers Shallum, Telem, and Uri, and among the other Israelites, from the descendants of Parosh, Ramni, Irizia, Malkijah, Mijamin, Eliza, Malkijah, and Benaniah, from the descendants of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah, from the descendants of Zatu, Elonia, Elishab, Mataniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Aziza, from the descendants of Bebai, Jehohan, Hananiah, Zabadiah, and Athlai, from the descendants of Bani, Meshulam, Maluk, Adiah, Joshab, Shiel, and Jeroth, from the descendants of Pahath Moab, Adna, Kelan, Benaniah, Messasiah, Mataniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh, from the descendants of Harim, Eliza, Ishijah, Malkijah, Shemami, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah, from the descendants of Hashem, Metani, Mataha, Zabad, Eliphelah, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei, from the descendants of Bani, Madeah, Amram, Uel, Benaniah, Bedadiah, Kuluhi, Vania, Merothmo, Elishib, Mataniah, Matani, and Jeshu, from the descendants of Binui, Shimei, Shelmiah, Nathan, Adahiah, Maknadebia, Shashai, Sharai, Azrael, Shelmiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph, from the descendants of Nebu, Jael, Matithiah, Zabad, Zabidah, Zadai, Joel, and Benia. All these had married fine women, and some of them had children by these wives. And this is where our wonder chapter ends. I just have two messages that I want us to pick. The first one comes from verse 2. And what does verse 2 say? Then Shekaniah, son of Jael, one of the descendants of Elam, said to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God by marrying fine women from people around us. But in spite of this, there is still hope for Israel." Amen. Here we see the Bible today is reminding us that there is always still hope. Amen. As long as you are breathing, as long as the breath of the living Lord is still with you, as long as you are alive, anytime there is still hope. That no matter our past, no matter where we have come from, no matter what we have gone through, there is still hope for us. The Bible today is encouraging us that we should not be down laid by the sins that we have committed. We should not let it disrupt our particular relationship with the Lord. Obviously, sin does that, but the Bible today is telling us that we ought to fight against it. It's never too late to turn back to the Lord. That's what the Bible is trying to tell us today. It's never too late to go back and say, "Almighty loving Father, I have sinned against you. Please forgive me." And because He is the merciful God, He will forgive you. So many times the devil uses sin to disorganize us as Christians. He will try to manipulate, he will try to convince you that you have gone beyond repair. But the Bible today is telling us that we should not let this stop us, that we should always and always fight off this guilt, and we should work on our relationship with the Lord. The other thing that I want you guys to see comes from verse 3. "Now let us make a covenant before our God to send away all these women and their children in accordance with the counsel of my Lord and those who fear the commands of our Lord. Let it be done according to your will." Here we see that after the Israelites had sinned, they are trying to, repair. They are trying to, what word can I use? They are trying to let go of what's holding them. And we see them agreeing to let them go, to literally let them go. The Bible today is reminding us as well that we have to let go. I'm not saying let go of your wives. I'm not saying let go of your husbands. No, we ought to let go of the sins that we have committed. And not only the sins, but anything that makes us sin, anything that indulges us to sin, we have to let go. We have to disconnect, because sometimes it's these things, it's these people who make us sin. And we've already seen the repercussions of sin. We have already seen how the devil uses the gift that you have after sinning to destroy your relationship. The Bible today is telling us it's not worth it. Cut it off. Cut them off. They may not necessarily be things, but they can be places. They can be activities. Name them. If you see that you continuously sin after going to a certain place, why do you want to keep going there? Why? There's nothing, there's no place, there's no one who is more worth than your place in heaven. None. Nothing. There's no joy that you will find in that place, in that person, in that thing that will outmatch the joy you will find in heaven. Nothing. And that's why I want us to always reflect on this. Get some time. Read Ezra chapter 10. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallan. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of love. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our sins, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you forgive us. May send in your holy angels to come and always be there, to come and protect us, Father. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.